You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Clifford, welcome to Injury Time. Thank you so much for taking time to do this and congratulations on the big success that you have been enjoying of late.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sandeep.
Well, Clifford, I want to ask you, first season in Odisha ending on such a high, you know, winning trophy, first trophy for the club, winning, Asian qualification. So how does it feel for you, the season that has come?
Feels good, you know, feels happy, feels satisfied. For the club, most importantly, for the players, you know, most importantly, for the club and for the players. And of course, for the fans, you know, we do have a bit of fan following, not as large as compared to other clubs. But yeah, we do have some fan following and feels great for them. But most importantly, for the players, you know, for the players who I believe were anxious, not, I wouldn't use the word anxious, but were hungry for to achieve something, you know, and I'm glad that they could, the club could, of course, the owners as well, right? That we could together achieve something meaningful for the club, the first trophy for the club, together, something, a moment that is very good for everyone, for the club, for the players, for the fans, and for the owners, and for me as well.
How does it feel for you? I just want to ask you this. You took this decision to leave FC Goa, where you've been there for so long. You've brought so many players through. What prompted the decision for you to move to Odisha? And now that you look at it, it's a masterstroke also. So how does all that thing come to you now?
You know, in hindsight, everyone thought that it was not a very wise decision from me, you know. But to be honest, if you look at from the exterior, why would I want to leave a club that I have been comfortable with, you know, where I had everything, you know. I was in my home state. I was closer to my family. I have a very young family. You know, why would I want to move away to a faraway place, away from them, to a place that is unknown? To a club that is unknown, to a club where, in terms of, how would I say, heritage, football heritage, compared to the club that I was not very much. But to be honest, you know, for all that FC Goa did for me, for which I'm always being thankful to them, they gave me the break, they gave me the first break in coaching, they helped me move up to the system from their A-teams to their reserve team and to their first team. And finally making me the first assistant in the first team to Juan Ferrando. You know, for me, it was a learning experience, something that I'm always, of course, helping me with my coaching licenses, you know, helping me facilitate my travel to Red Bull Leipzig. So for me, it was fantastic. And for me, always been grateful to them for everything. But somewhere down the line, I felt I need to grow, you know, I need to grow. And not that I wasn't necessarily growing at FC Goa, of course I was, but I thought, but I needed a change, you know. For me, I'm like that. If I feel the urge and the need to change within myself, if feel the urge and the need to change, I feel it's better to change myself then to change the surroundings of people around me. And it was the reason, like I said, like, okay, I had this opportunity to go to Odisha. Let me go. Let me see what it is. To be honest, it's not that I had planned, it was not that I had planned. They approached me earlier and I had said no to them. And in the second calling, when they came, I said, like, okay, reason was like, I'll be honest, I didn't have many other options, So, and I wanted to go solo on my own. And even back then, and even now, not many clubs will place their trust on especially Indian coaches. So in this moment, I didn't have much of an option. So I said, like, okay, let me try this thing that I what I have what I have in hand, or stay at FC Goa. So it was like more of a, how would I say, more of a move that was in need, and something that I wanted, as a change, rather than like being what you call a master stroke or something that was like, you can say, an afterthought. No, it was just like more of circumstances coming together for to facilitate my move there.
So when you've moved to FC Odisha, what did you see? What did you observe? Because you had a team. Like I remember in Duran Cup itself, a lot of players told me, "Watch out for Odisha. They have a good team. They put together a good team." So when you moved here, new coach, new environment, new setup, everything. What was the first impression that you got at that time?
For me, the club was, players, to be honest, players, young, promising players, but players who's along with me, I will say, has not won much, but ambitious and ever wanting to learn and ever wanting to experiment, and always with the right attitude. For me, one of the best batches I have ever worked with these boys, in terms of players as well as in terms of human beings. Maybe not the most talented, but the most with the best attitude, these boys, including the foreigners. So for me, yeah, that was one factor. The other factor was about the club always wanting to expand, always wanting to explore, always wanting to open to ideas, which was right from the owners to the to the every staff over there, with not much experience, but always wanting to learn. So for me, and full of respect, most importantly. So for me, these are the things, that, like I said, and of course, like I said, players hungry for success, wanting to shake that tag of being underachievers or being, perennial teams that are always finishing in the bottom five or bottom four or bottom six. To eager to shake that tag off. And like I said, it was more determination from these players to rise above from where they are, was very crucial. Yeah, something that impressed me a lot.
So, like, if you look at the ISL season, the beginning was good, and then there was a bit of a downer, and then in the end, you managed to get into the top six. And we're coming into Super Cup. How confident were you that you were going to walk out of this as a winner? Because I remember Sunil Chhetri told me that you guys played each other in Duran Cup, and he said they are a very good team. People may not notice this, but they are a very good team. They told me back then only before just after the
You can't plan these things, especially when there are four teams in the group and only one team can go out. And among these four teams, there are three ISL teams, and one team, although not very good in the moment, in that moment, because of their placement in the league, but also former champions of I League, and no matter what anyone says, history do help you, because if you have won something, history do help you. It doesn't help you on the pitch, but helps you in terms of mentality. And so a very good group, and among the four teams that were there, three in I League, three ISL, and one League, we were the only club that had not won anything or had nothing to show. But this was the truth, and this is the truth. Now it is not, okay, because we have won the Super Cup. But back then, that was the truth, because East Bengal have a rich heritage, history. Hyderabad, they just won the league last year, ISL last year. And of course, IVL had won the I League, some few years back. So But like I said, you can't plan these things because when only one team goes, it becomes very difficult. But what you can plan or what you can control or what you can derive confidence from is the fact that how your team has prepared, or how your players have reacted to your methods in training. Something that is something that gives you the confidence not to win the league, to say that I will be, too boisterous to say that to win the league, but yeah, to give a good impression about yourself, to give a good impression about the team, to give in a good performance. Yeah, that can give you confidence. And for me, the preparation of 3 weeks that I had with these players was very important, because it was not just in terms of changing the way, changing the chip of from the previous regime, but to change the mindset, and to introduce a complete new methodology from the previous coach, and then to realize the fact that the players have accepted and are going in the direction of the way how you want them to go in that methodology was gives you that bit of confidence that you can have a good tournament. And we came here with that feeling.
So you mentioned just now that history will always help you. How important do you think it is for this club to win that first trophy, to get that first trophy out of the
Yeah,
way, so that you can start building up?
it's massive. It's massive, and I hope it's massive, and it do help you to build up from this foundation, of shaking off that tightness like a monkey off your back, that had been there for too long, where everyone says, or you yourself feel as owners, as players, as clubs, as coaches, that you have not won something. So this helps you massively. It makes you grow in confidence. It gives you that feeling that okay, if one is gone, now we can look forward to the next one. It helps you mentally. It helps you in all the ways. You walk a little walk with you walk and talk with confidence. You feel good about yourself. But of course, in the end, you still have to work hard on the pitch. But yeah, it does help you. It does help you. Like I said, when I played for Dempo, we won the first I League, National League back then. But before that, we won the Federation Cup. And then the club was successful for the next 10 years. I believe that the most successful club till Bengaluru came into the picture, it does help. It does. And I hope the club builds on this triumph, or to achieve greater things in the future.
So, like you mentioned, I always wanted to equate the Dempo success with this, in the sense that how do you build on this success? Because, like you mentioned, that you need that first title. Even Bangalore FC, they won the first I League, and since they continue to do very well, the Dempo of Armando Colasso also in the same vein, a fantastic team. So, how do you build on this success?
Mentality, and most important, mentality. It's like a double-edged sword, it can help you and it can kill you also. How it can help you is like, okay, is like in terms of your attitude. It can help you in terms of that thing about that confidence that gives you that you have won something. It helps you to move forward. It helps you grow in confidence because you have won something. How it can kill you is like being complacent, being like or living in the past, or still thinking about what happened on the 25th of April. So this can kill you. So for me, it is important that you forget what has happened. The club forgets what has happened. Of course, keep in mind, because no one can change history, it will always be there. Switch that thing off and now focus on the next thing. That is the most, because nothing succeeds success like success. That's the most important thing. You must be hungry for the next thing. It must be, how would I say, a serial winner. You win one, you win two, you win three. You win one, you forget. You win the next one. You win the next one, you look forward to the next one. I think this should be the mentality, because if you start thinking about what you did a few years back, oh, it's history, and it will spoil what is going to come. So the best is forget it and look forward. Of course, derive confidence from it, derive all the positive things from it, and look forward to how you got, keep all the good things in mind, how you got the success, and then try to work hard in a similar way, or if not more, to have even more better things. Because it's difficult to win something, but even more difficult to maintain. So that means you have to work two times more harder to win the next one than what you had worked hard to win the previous one. So like I said, you need to forget that, change the mindset, change the chip and look forward. Like, what can help you? Of course, the history can help you in terms of mentality, but history won't come on the pitch to help you. It will only help you in terms of growing in confidence, or in terms of the feeling that, okay, you have something at the, in the trophy cabinet. But now to add more, you have to work two times more. So for me, to be a serial winner, to win and forget, and look at the next target, win, forget, look at the next target, is the most important.
Another thing is Asia. Now that's a challenge, and you were part of the team that reached the semi-final at the time when I think AFC Cup was the hardest, because you played against all those Western West Asian clubs. It was a very difficult time. But anyway, you first time this club is going to go to Asia. You're going to have that challenge ahead of you. So how much will it change everything? You the kind of players that you're going to look at, the kind of training that you will be looking at. The kind of structure, because you'll have a longer season, little bit more games here and there, a bit more scattered. How will everything change next season?
What you rightly said is AFC Cup was much more difficult earlier, because we had to play teams from the West and from the Arab countries, and there were teams like who I would say in terms of finances, 10 times more than us, and in true sense, really good teams, with really, really good players, and some of them champions in their own countries for years together. And it was and the travels were difficult. The opponent was difficult. It was Arabs as well as those teams from Jordan and Syria. It was very difficult for us to reach the semifinal. Was something really special, and it was not always the case, because Dempo has never played in that. And when we played the first time around, we were out from in the first round itself. But then, we learned, we grew. Like I said, we grew in confidence. We grew in maturity. And we start having good nights, in Asia as well, by playing against this really, really good team. As far as Odisha is concerned, like I said, it is different. It is special, it's a, when you play these nights, is nothing compared to what you have played, especially when you go, play away India in this respective countries, it is different, when you especially play at night, it is totally different. It's a different night. How would I say, the stars look a little more brighter in the sky when you play this. It's a different feeling. And I remember when I first played, it was something. It was like it's like international, it's and I feel the club needs to participate, or whichever club needs to participate year after year after year after year after, which they've voted, And I hope Odisha goes in the same path, where they try to be in Asia in some way or the other year after, because now AFF is offering different routes to be in Asia, and I hope Odisha is there always aiming to be in Asia, in some way or the other, by winning something or the other, which is so important. It becomes an addiction. Success is an addiction. Winning is an addiction. So to play in a particular tournament or particular competition is an addiction. And something that I always cherished, and I hope Odisha, we realize that, where the importance of this tournament, importance of this competition, because it is special. It is special.
Was there any point in the season where you thought, okay, the team's clicked now? Because generally there is one of those times when everything sort of, it might be an innocuous moment also, but you feel like, okay, everything is coming together now. Was there any time this season you felt that way?
We started the league very, very well, beating Jamshedpur, if I'm not mistaken, 3-2, after going down by 2 goals in the first 10 minutes. After that, we had a good 4 or 5 games, but it was normal for us to be because this is football, you know, sometimes you start too strong and then you taper off. But this is football. This is football. Yeah, we did well. You know, we did well. We did well, especially in the first leg of the ISL. I think we did. We amassed, if I'm not mistaken, 22 points or something like that, or 21. I really can't recollect. Something that was really nice. But the second phase was really challenging for us, you know, because we couldn't build up on the momentum that we had in the first leg, and especially in the first 7, 8 games, you know, or 9 games, I would say. After that, we started tapering off, and that continued in the second phase as well. Coming to the Super Cup, I think once the club decided to release Joseph, for me it was very important to get this group together, to convince them that we are in a good moment. We can achieve something special. You know, we can, because like I said, for me it was important for them to believe that I have a methodology, and we can to convince them that this is the right way to achieve something. And then once we were done with the first game, you know, we were feeling more confident, as you know. And then I would say, yeah, we were lucky many times, you know, in the competition throughout in Super Cup, where we could have conceded, but like I said, the spirit of the team kept us going, you know. And I think one thing led to another, which was in our favor, ultimately helping us. Of course, is the hard work of the players, no? That and the determination and the attitude of the players that has got us where we are. But like I said, it was their strong spirit, team spirit, that help us win this.
I want to ask about Nanda, and I'm only asking because I wonder if you had any role in the kind of performance that he's put in, because he's always been a good player, but he's always felt like just falling short of his potential. Now it looks like he's realized his potential. You played as
Yeah,
him
you are
alone,
right,
no?
Sandeep.
Playing.
I wouldn't say I play. Look, thing is that as coaches, we can always help them with the small details here and there, with the experience that we have had, with the, what we can see from the outside, you know. I remember meeting him last year when I was with Goa, and I always liked him as a player because I like wingers who can take one-on-one on defenders, you know. And I just asked him why he's not playing, and he was not playing against us. I think in the second leg, it was in Bambolim, when we were in the bubble. And he told me some things, okay. So I asked him, why are you not playing? And he said, like, he told me something, and I said, like, okay. And ironic it was that next year I was his coach, and when I met him first, I told him, look, you need to improve certain things, and most importantly, you need to improve your decision making. That was his thing. He used to do everything, and his decision making was not so very good, you know. But it is something that you can improve only under being under pressure. And after you give him a structure of 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 options, where you can do this in this moment, or you can do this in that moment, after which he starts to think better, you know. And this is all what I did, like, you know, to help him grow in confidence. Even now, even back then, when in July when I started, and even now, all I did was like just help him with his confidence that it's okay, you know. You have to take a one-on-one as a defender, as on the wing, or as a winger. And if you take one-on-one, you have to take it with supreme confidence, without a doubt in your heart or in your mind. And in most cases, you will be successful. But if you are not successful, if you're not being, then all you'll do is like you lose the ball, you press. You lose the ball, you press. Do not like stand and watch and, you know, moan. No, just like show reaction, show immediate reaction is what all I told him. And then when he's one-on-one, just give the player the confidence to tell him to take on that. If you miss, no worries, you know. You should, for me, this is all what I told him, that if you make a mistake, it's not a problem. But as long as you're trying, as long as you are showing reaction after missing the ball, is the most important thing. And then whatever you do, for me as a winger, and this is for like, this message was like for him, but it's for everyone, which every winger most importantly, you know, is like everything that you do, there should be an end product. There should be a, whether it's a dribble, whether it's a pass or whatever, there should be an end product. You know, sometimes it can be a shoot at goal, sometimes it can be a cross, sometimes it can be a simple thing, dribble and pass back. But there should be an end product. So, like I said, but the most important thing was like building his confidence, giving that confidence that it's okay. You can make a mistake when you're dribbling one on one because the most difficult thing in football, you know. But and if he makes a mistake, okay, encourage him to do it. This is what I did with him, and this is what I did with most of the players, almost all of the players, but especially wingers, especially offensive players, because going forward is an art, you know. Is how would I say? Is their creativity, which shouldn't be curbed, you know. We all but should be encouraged. So for me, this is what I tried to do with him, and thankfully he did well, and I hope he does it for many, many years to come, wherever he is.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Yeah? Going forward is an art. It's a creativity, right? So, in your coaching philosophy, is that the freedom that you give your front players, where maybe Manda, Jerry, Diego, whoever it may be, you want them to play, express themselves, but at the same time, defensively, you have to be very organized, right? So that's
Yeah,
the two sides of football.
it's important. No, when you play expressive football, when you play expansive football, especially when you play out from the back, it's risky. But it's risky. But it's a risk that we are willing to take. We just have to evaluate the benefits and the risk of playing that kind of football. And if the benefits outweighs the risk, then we need to minimize those risks. You know, we need to take proactive steps to try to neutralize those risks. Of course, you cannot neutralize all the risks, but at least try to neutralize the major parts of the risk. And like is one of the ways how I see football, especially while playing out from the back, playing out from the goalkeeper, playing out from the back, which I is my way, you know, not because it's nice or no. It's the way how I prefer. Is the way how I prefer to think. One part of your mind to think defensively, even when you're attacking, you know, is the most, because like if you don't do that, and if you only think about attacking and you don't think about what you're gonna do once you lose the ball, then it's too late, you know. And then by the time you realize you're already behind or you're already in a difficult position. So for me, this is very important, especially when you build up from the back. Also, it's important that once the ball is in the final third, or like once the ball crosses the midfield from the midfield to the final third, it is important that I give the players a structure of 7-8 situations, you know. But I cannot teach them which situation to use when, you know. What I do is like I give them like seven a structure of 7-8 situations where like okay, in this moment you can do this, or in this moment you can do this, but the decision is yours what to do, or collectively what four or five players do is yours. But you know, you can use your creativity, you can do what you want, but within those within and beyond that structure. But the only condition is you lose the ball, you have to act defensively, you have to show immediate reaction. If the ball is closed, you have to show immediate reaction towards the ball or towards the space, because if you don't show reaction, then it's a problem. So for me, yes, I do give them the freedom to do what they want, to give them to express their creativity, but at the same time, one part of their brain should always think about what will they do once they lose the ball. And this is applicable to the player on the ball, and this is applicable also to the players who are around the ball. And so for me, this is very important, because when you play open, when you play expansive football, there is always a chance that you will get hit, you know. But all we can do is, if you want to play that kind of football, if I want to play that kind of football, we need to try to minimize those risks, even when we have the ball. You read me. Even when we have the ball, we should minimize. Not after losing the ball. It's too late. Even when we are, and how we can do it by a positional, by keeping the correct position.
It's a very well explained there. And now I just wanted to ask you something. Of late, you have spoken a lot about Indian coaches and the opportunities. So I wanted to ask a different side of the same coin. Like, you've come through the ranks, you know, D license all the way to pro license. How difficult is it? How much time, money, effort does it go to get to this level for an Indian coach where he's eligible to take over an ISL and I-League team?
You know, licenses are very easy, Sandeep. Licenses are not very difficult. Licenses are college degrees. You know, for me, I look at it that way. Knowledge is knowledge. Knowledge is acquired. You acquire knowledge through experience. You acquire knowledge through watching matches. You acquire knowledge through analyzing matches. You acquire knowledge through through discussing things with your fellow coaches, or sometimes trying to imagine things that I'm going to do a particular thing or particular drill that will help my team, you know. So for me this is the most important part. Like I said, yes, it is important to get the licenses, the license, the badges, you know, because without that you cannot get a job. The same thing is important to go to college, because you need a degree. Without that, not many people will give you the job, you know, no matter how talented. Because so licenses are, for me, are like that, you know, is important, but for me to acquire knowledge and to help, you know, try and keep improving yourself in every situation, every now and then, is the most important thing. And like I said, for Indian coaches, it will take time, but if you start today, we are going to be there like sometime soon. If you start tomorrow, it's going to be even more late. If you start the day after tomorrow, it's going to take even more further. And for me, like I said, the new generation of coaches, Indian coaches, as well as foreigners, Indian, but especially Indian coaches, are much more aware of this fact that we need to pull our socks up, you know, and that we need to work hard 2 times more than these foreigners who come here, who some of them are good and some of them are average, but get the benefit because of coming from Europe, you know, which is truth. But some of them are really good, I tell you. But some of the Indian coaches, the new generation of Indian coaches, like I said, are really good, you know, and who can who when given a chance or given an opportunity can, like I said, the result is the last thing. Believe me, the result is the last thing. But the process is the most important. It's like how you handle your team, how you plan your sessions, how you plan your week, how you plan your month, how you manage the players, how you manage individual players, how you manage the team, how do you behave, how you present yourself, whether how you know your character. I think these are the most important things. And if how you train your how you plan your sessions, you know, how you plan your drills in the session, or how you organize everything on the day. How you organize your staff, how you organize people around you, how you explain tactics to the players, because tactics are very important, no? And what are your drills? Whether your drills are related to your philosophy? I think these things are more way more important than any other thing. And after that, the last is success. So if you follow these things, there is a higher chance, higher percentage often that you're closer to success. Not necessarily that you will be successful, but there's a higher percentage of chance that you can be successful if you follow these things. And like I said, most Indian coaches now are the young generation of Indian coaches are on the right track. And I just hope is the hope that my hope that we get a chance and we make the best use of the chance. Don't judge us by success, but judges by the process that we follow is the most important.
The last question from my end is the new generation of coaches, like you mentioned, much more aware, much more, like you mentioned, all the nuances of being a coach, all that is a lot more imbibed. Is there any interest in going abroad and coaching, maybe the nearby countries and things like that, just to experience a different culture? I mean, I'm not asking about you
That is
personally, I'm just generally asking.
the ambition. For me, that is my ambition. To one day try myself in Europe. That is the ambition. For me, that is the ambition. Believe me. I don't know whether, and for me as a player also, it was the ambition, you know, to try and somewhere play in somewhere Europe. Because many of my coaches said that I am good enough to play in Europe, especially for the coaches. The opportunity was never presented. That is another thing. But for me, like I said, that is the ambition to coach in Europe. Whether I can actually do or not is another thing. Totally is another thing. Whether I'll actually succeed in going there is totally another question. But that is the ambition, and I will work over hard. I will work the right way, and I will have, you know, try to take every opportunity to try and realize that, you know, or make that ambition come true. Because what's the worth, you know? If how would I say? Does it scare me sometimes? Yes. Do I doubt myself? Yes, of course I do. Do I think whether I'll make it or not? Of course I do. But like I said, I will try. I will try. If it happens, fantastic. If it doesn't happen, I can I can have the feeling that at least I try. And this is applicable to me even when I coach a team. So I coach a team. I coach to the best of my ability. Do I have my doubts? Of course, I have my doubts. But like I said, I can always look in the mirror and say, okay, I did my best. So for me, like I said, yeah, to coach in Europe is the ambition. Let's see how when. Let's see what happens after that. But that's the ambition.
All the best to you for that, and all. Thank you so much for giving your time and speaking so candidly and openly. It's actually very enlightening conversation for me also, because the previous conversation we've had has been very sporadic. Maybe after the match and this and that. Like before the start, I said you don't remember, obviously, because you just did something, and I'm just in between asking a couple of questions. So it's nice to sit and talk to you for a while. Congratulations on the success. Wish you all the success going forward as well. And yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sandeep. Thank you very much. Pleasure is mine. Thanks a lot, and good luck to you.
Yeah.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.